Random House Audio presents A Plain and Fancy Christmas by Cynthia Keller. Read for you by Susan Deniker. Chapter 1. You forgot the raisins, didn't you? Rachel Yoder made a pained face. I did, and I'm so sorry. Annie King allowed herself the smallest of sighs as she considered the shredded carrots and mayonnaise in the wooden bowl before her. She glanced over at her sister-in-law and made sure to keep her tone even. Well, we have a lot more supper to cook, so let's not waste time. Maybe we can use the carrots some other way. No, no, I'll go home and get them. Rachel turned away from the kitchen counter where the two women had been working. It will only take a minute. She was out the door before Annie could protest. Supper that night was to be at her brother's and Annie's house, and the two women needed to work efficiently to have food for 24 people ready in time. Rachel started down the long path from the front door toward her house across the street, appreciating the unusually warm April afternoon. She saw a neighbor's horse and buggy approaching, and she reached the road just in time to wave and call out hello. Once across the street, she headed toward the kitchen door, but looked over at the sound of her name being shouted from the barn. Her father stood in the wide doorway, a cloth in one hand as he polished some shining object.
"I need more rags here," he called out. "Can you bring some?"
She nodded, picking up her pace. "I'll be right back." Perspiring by this point under her long, dark blue dress beneath a black apron,